Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. It's Friday, and we are live, broadcasting worldwide. We now take you to Owen Schroyer last night, confronting the Border Patrol, where they were secretly sneaking in illegal aliens with the U.S. military overseeing it all.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this bus, they have dozens, if not hundreds, of these buses all throughout El Paso, all throughout Texas, taking illegal immigrants everywhere. And it's more important to protect the illegal immigrants and drive this bus through a ravine across the border so they can get them on without the American media seeing them. And this bus is going to take them somewhere deep in the heart of Texas, drop them off. But Border Patrol tells us the border's secure, nobody's crossing, nobody's coming in illegally, as it happens right in front of our face.
Move back. Move back. Move back. Thank you.
Yeah, get out of the way, Americans. There's illegals coming in. Get out of the way, dirty Americans. We got non-citizens we gotta help. You dirty, stinking Americans. This isn't your country. Get out of the way.
Cue the Imperial March.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm so glad that we're making sure that the media can't see Biden's border invasion. They drive 30-foot buses through ravines so the media can't see Biden's border invasion, and they send border agents out here telling us it's not happening.
That's a lie.
Okay.
So are they going to block our cameras too? Yeah, make sure we can't see it. Very nice. Make sure nobody can see Biden's border invasion. Make sure nobody can see the illegal immigrants. You dirty, stinking Americans.
I'm sorry.
Your country gets more. Yeah, you dirty Americans. Get out of the way. This is the illegal immigrants' country. What do you guys think you're doing? This country's for illegal immigrants. You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way. How rude of you. How rude of you to think you have a country anymore. Hey, let's get another truck up here so no media can see this. In fact, let's just ban the media. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to shut your cameras off. We cannot document Biden's border invasion, okay? Everybody shut your cameras down. No free speech. The Border Patrol is here to tell me to shut up to you. Sir, he says. An American citizen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy's ridiculous.
Allow the other media to be able to cover this.
No media. No media, though. Hey, no media. Nobody see the illegal immigrants. It's not happening. It's not happening. Sir, am I okay to be upset? Do I have the right to redress grievances here?
But you're being discourteous to your
people. I'm being discourteous. A wide open border, but I'm being discourteous.
I love it. Allow them to
I
report.
Love it. They can record. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping them except you guys. Look, she's trying to stop the media. You guys don't want us to see this. You drove a bus through a ravine. You drove a bus through a ravine so we couldn't see this. Do you think the American people are stupid? Do you guys
please
think the American
up,
people are stupid?
Please.
Do you guys like this?
Just
you guys like? Get out of the way, dirty Americans. Shut off your cameras. Nobody's allowed to see. There is no Biden border invasion. Shut your cameras off. Everybody go home.
What have you done for this country?
Excuse me?
What have you done for this country?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm asking you.
What have they done for the country? I pay for their bills. I pay taxes.
We all pay taxes.
Okay, so what's your point?
So again, what have you done for this country?
So you're okay with the illegal invasion? You're cool with that? Should we fund endless wars in Ukraine? Should we fund endless illegal immigration? Is that your policy? You like that?
Are they illegal?
Yes. Okay, so we should just get rid of the whole immigration system then, right? So let's get rid... Well, then why have it? Why have an immigration system?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
So let's have an open border and a welfare state. This is an attack on the country, folks. That's what this is. If you can't see it, you're oblivious. And we sit here and film it and take this from our government. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But hey, don't worry. They'll get taken care of.
All right, Owen Schroyer always does an excellent job. But man, the team is just dozens of videos, 20, 30 a day like this. That's only half of it. It gets more insane. It's all at Bandai Video. It's all at InfoWars.com. Only way the world gets warned and sees what they're trying to hide is if you go to Band.video and share the link. Most places, they block Band.video, so share MadMaxWorld.tv. MadMaxWorld.tv. We'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Friday, May 12th, 2023. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Well, the InfoWars team's been at the border the last 2 days, and hands down, they've got the most incredible footage and events that we've ever got at the border. I mean, I got up at 5 a.m. this morning. I tried to watch all of it, and I wanted to watch all of it. They must have done 30 videos yesterday. They've already done like 15 today. It is just insane. The drone footage they've got is epic. It's all free to air. It's all waiting for all of you to share it, use it, re-upload it. I don't care, to warn the people. We are the Paul Revere's. Look at this footage the crew got. They told our people on Wednesday and Thursday that there were no people in El Paso and go away, but our high-level sources said that's a lie. They bring them up to the border at night, and then hundreds of buses take them to different parts of the United States. Hundreds. And sure enough, Owen and the crew just staked out one of more than 40 crossings, and they watched more than 30 buses just there, and they could see buses off in the distance at other points, and the lights, and the same thing just everywhere, buses everywhere. Hundreds of buses. And the U.S. military is there to stand there with their guns and stare at U.S. citizens. Get back! Get back! We're bringing the illegals in right now. They got footage of them giving them cell phones that the Democratic Party controls so they can be told where to go and how to vote and what to do, and debit cards without names. That's the reward for getting here. Free money. Here's the packets. Oh, here's your cell phone. Here's your money. We got it all, ladies and gentlemen. We got it all. Wow. All designed to collapse the country. There's a great graphic on InfoWars.com down at the bottom of that cartoon section. And it shows the border and a bunch of illegals going across. On the other side, they're at the ballot box, bloop, voting, which the Democrats are doing in all their major cities. Totally illegal. And, of course, there's humanity here. The globalists locked their countries down for years. They've done polls of them. Over 90% say there's no jobs since, quote, COVID. They collapsed it, and then now they're here. Wow. This is what's going on in America. This is what's happening right now. And there's 6.5 billion people in the third world, and they all want to come here. As the country collapses into crime and homelessness, there's no police when you get carjacked or robbed or hit in the back of the head because you're white. But boy, they got police to continue and complete the smuggling. But don't worry, Biden sent troops, and so did the governor of Texas. And then they get there, and they're under the command of the NGOs and Biden.
They say, all right, Governor, thanks for sending troops. Troops, get over here and load these people up in these trucks. And it goes on and on and on and on. And the whole world sees this, and they call back their families, and they say, hey, I got my cell phone I got up here with the UN money, the State Department money, and the NGO money, but now I got a new cell phone, all paid for. Oh, and it gets better. It gets a lot better or worse. Listen to this. They are setting their immigration hearings for 2035 or 12 years from now. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Here it is. Illegal immigrants get free smartphones paid for by U.S. taxpayer. Some do not have a court date until 2035. This is the footage of our crew down there that Tyler Hansen got. Federal judge blocks Biden administration from releasing migrants without court dates as Title 42 expires, so they just set them for 12 years from now. Biden's America, armed federal agents protect privacy of illegal aliens from reporters in El Paso, Texas, as Title 42 expires. See all the footage at Infowars.com. I'm going to have one of the writers take all the latest videos from last night and today and post them under the live show feed so you have one easy spot to find them. Or you simply go to MadMaxWorld.tv, which takes you to Van.video. That's the URL to share. And you can see right there Biden's border collapse. And they're all there. Not just the reports the last 3 days, but going back years. The smuggling of children. All of it. Remember, they released 20,000 pedophiles in the last 2.5 years under Biden in the Texas sector alone. And over 30,000 children were with them when they were released. So on average, they had about a child and a half with them. 1 to 2 children. Convicted pedophiles. Some with 5 convictions. Some deported as many as 7 times. Brutal rapes of children. They know who they are. And they're bye-bye fly birding. Because we love the migrants. We love the third world. We're being nice letting this happen. And, of course, the jobs aren't going to be there for them, just like in Europe. There'll be a permanent underclass under the system. The border is officially being erased criminally because the Justice Department will not prosecute anybody. And Biden has ordered the border completely erased. The fall of the Republic in our face. Now, Gavin McGinnis is going to be popping in next hour to give us his take on this and more. We'll also open the phones up today and take a lot of your calls. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has come out again and said this is about human smuggling and collapsing the country. He's also come out against the environmental movement, saying it's all about carbon taxes and enslaving people. Wow, he's really awake. We also have the latest on Twitter and the World Economic Forum, some big news on that front. Yale research accidentally proves liberals more racist than conservatives. More farms in Europe being shut down for environmental targets. New York City to bus migrants out. Texas sends more buses. Also, it's resurfacing on viral interviews I did with Dr. John Coleman. I'm going to play some excerpts of that and point you to it so you can see some of these interviews that I'm going to have reposted at Infowars.com. But I'll tell you this, as bad as things are, it's causing people to really wake up. Suddenly, all over the internet, all these old interviews I did with all these experts predicting all this 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 10 years ago, are going viral. I mean, millions of views per video per day. I can't even keep track of it. It's very heartening that all their persecution of Infowars has done is make people look for it. I went out to dinner with my wife and a musician friend of ours last night, and I went to a little Italian restaurant. It was pretty early, and there was nobody in there. And then 4 groups of people came in of every race, color, and creed, and all of them came over the table and said, we love you, and took pictures with me. Then I walked out to the parking garage, and all three groups of people I ran into, a black woman with her dog, a Hispanic gentleman with his wife, and a white lady and her husband, all listeners saying, we used to be liberals, we're awake, we know what's happening, we love you. So every person I talked to, from the Italian restaurant to the parking garage 50 yards away, every person I ran into was a listener. Every person I ran into supported the show. How's that going for you, New World Order? And it's not about Alex Jones. It's about I'm a gauge. As I've said, I am a sensor to let us know how much effect we're having. And let me tell you, it is massive. So they may be flooding the border. They may be starting World War III. They may be creating all the inflation. They may be promoting pedophilia. But it's really waking people up. But you see their answer. Do you think the illegal aliens are going to stop drinking Bud Light? Do you think they know what's going on? No, it'll take a generation to get them informed, and that's the plan. The globalists know they've lost. They got to bring in a group that can't communicate, that they control, and have on a very short leash, and that's why they're doing this. This has got to be shut down now. The country is collapsing as we speak.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every night across the Texas border, Arizona, New Mexico, California border, tens of thousands of illegal aliens told to come here, shipped up here by the UN, are given debit cards, cell phones, put on buses, and shipped in to be signed up in sweatshops, put on welfare. The Democratic Party uses lawyers to skim upwards of half their paycheck and half their welfare check, and they are a permanent slave class who will also be directed where to vote, or they'll be deported back. All controlled by their smartphone and a database that tracks them run by the CIA. It's all come out. They did the same thing in Europe with the United Nations, the same NGO that ran the destruction of Europe. Tourism's down 80% on average. Places like France is running this attack. And that's in all our previous reports at man.video, showing you who the groups are, how they're operating, right through to the current reports we have today in the Biden border collapse special session. But I want to shift gears into just how despicable the corporate media is. We saw Trump do the CNN town hall because he's banned on Fox, and they got actually good ratings compared to what they usually get, nothing. And Trump, with this woman, Dylan Mulvaney, constantly on him. Oh, I'm sorry, the name is Caitlin Collins. I get him confused. Anyways, Caitlin Mulvaney, or I'm sorry, Caitlin Mulvaney. Oh, Dylan Mulvaney's the name. Sitting there, literally not letting him talk. And she's either so ignorant or thinks her audience is dumb. She says, what about NATO? What about Ukraine? He goes, well, why have we paid $170 billion? It's actually above that. And why have they paid $20 billion? If they want this war so bad, they should be paying for it. That's one way to cut it off, is to cut the funding. And she goes, why don't you talk about Ukraine when I ask about it? It's just shows a level of ignorance. They're that ignorant. And then an incredible clip of one of the top globalist heirs to trillions, Anderson Cooper on CNN town hall with Trump. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away? So they're desperate for the ratings. But at the same time, they can't stand Trump. They thought they'd destroy him by talking over him and yapping, but instead, everybody agrees. It blew up in their face massively, like everything they do. But, like crazy people, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. I've learned with crazy people, you can't change them. You just can't get through to them. You can just avoid them. I mean, the level of lies about me and the media, and it's not about me, but it's the level of lies is insane. Like you've seen, and don't show me the headlines, I'm not giving it attention. Headlines everywhere, Alex Jones is a deadbeat dad, Alex Jones doesn't pay child support. Now, folks, in the state of Texas, if you don't pay child support for 2 months, they grab your bank account and your paycheck. And if you don't pay it after that, they arrest you. Secretary of State's office. I have never missed a child support payment. These articles say Jones won't pay child support for his son and older daughter. Well, they're 19 and 20. My son's 21, moved out. And then my 14-year-old decided, because I guess she gets to do more stuff or whatever, that she, after living with me forever, that she wants to stay with her mom. That's fine. So I pay child support. Headlines everywhere. Jones doesn't pay child support. And then the newspapers reach out and say, do you want to fact check this? Well, they just want to engage me in more BS. Folks, it's not true. Anybody knows that. You can go to the Secretary of State's office online and see that I'm in good standing and ahead of my payments. It's not true, but that doesn't matter. And it's the same thing with wars and the same thing with open borders and the Border Patrol saying there's no illegals here, and then we wait till the nighttime and they all pour across. It's just, it's deception, ladies and gentlemen, and it's next level. So you have to understand that if you're not a public figure, you think they're lying some. If you're a public figure fighting them, believe me, you get an incredible education, ladies and gentlemen, in deception. And, I mean, it's like with all the bankruptcy stuff. Jones made $60 million last year. Totally untrue. Didn't make $5 million. Didn't make $2 million. All came out in court. It wasn't true. Notice you don't hear about it anymore in the news. Because they just look for anything to turn it into something it's not. And they do that to the whole country because they're at war with us, ladies and gentlemen. They know they're at war. They know they want our free speech. They know they want to shut you down. They want to shut me down. And we keep thinking like they're crazy liberals. Yeah, they're crazy like a fox on PCP. No, man, they run stuff. They rule us. And all the people that work for the system, pretending like they're part of the power structure, pretending like they're winners, pretending like you're doing good being part of this lie. You're destroying yourself. We're circling the toilet bowl. You're not going to get your heaven of socialism when this is all over. Did you get your free debt forgiveness for student loans? No. So let's play the clip of Dylan Mulvaney at the town hall with Trump and then Anderson Cooper.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying. And I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. I'll have it done. You need the power of the presidency to do it.
But you won't say that you want Ukraine to win.
You know what I'll say? I'll say this. I want Europe to put up more money because they're in for $20 billion. We're in for $170
and
they should be, and they should equalize. They have plenty of money. They should equalize. I got with NATO, when I sat down, I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars that they weren't paying under Obama and Bush and all of these other presidents. That's why they're able to help them fight the war, because of the money I got. But I want Europe.
What's happening in Ukraine?
Excuse me. I want Europe to put up more money because they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of jerks. We're spending $170 billion for faraway land, and they're right next door to that land, and they're in for 20. I don't think so.
When it comes to what.
She doesn't know that NATO's involved in Ukraine. She doesn't know the funding's what runs it all. And he's saying, I'll cut the funding off. Right, that's how we'll end the war. Like a light switch. He's like, he wouldn't be able to end it as president. Bull, horny hot dog. Dylan Mulvaney, stick to selling Bud Light, okay? But Dylan Mulvaney literally thinks that the new CNN anchor, yeah, they hired Dylan Mulvaney. I'm joking, folks. It looks like Dylan Mulvaney. They are literally thinking the public's stupid and doesn't know that NATO and funding of a war is everything. He cuts right to the chase. I'll cut the funding. Well, what is funding for a war have to do with a war? What does putting gas in your tank have to do with your car starting? What does drinking water have to do with not dehydrating yourself? I mean, maybe she is just that stupid. Because let me tell you, I've been around liberals and leftists. They literally don't know how anything works. But they've got their moron talking points that they just parrot and parrot. All right, I went to that clip too late. We'll come back and play the Anderson Cooper meltdown. And I don't normally play clips of these anchors, but man. He's like, I apologize to have that lies. And we're so sorry, but we have to show it to you. And I watched the thing yesterday morning. Trump told nothing but the truth the whole time. And then he's going, we're sorry you had to hear that terrible lie. He wants the dying to stop. And he says he'll cut the funding off the president. This is terrible. We're so sorry. It was so terrible. You had to see that. Meanwhile, Biden says the border is completely under control. Why? Immigration's down 90%. That's like up 400%. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different.
two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to a frontline report.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the footage that our crew is getting down on the Texas border that is no more, is beyond epically horrific. Hour after hour of it, every minute of it, compelling crime by our hijacked government. The Mexican government worked with Trump and basically cut illegal immigration down to nothing, because in Mexico, they have Central and South American gangs that come up there and shoot up their towns, kill the police, and have endless wars. They almost took over Cancun 4 years ago. The Mexicans don't want this. And the Mexican president said Trump was doing a good job. Not Biden. Not Biden. You can get mad at Trump bringing in a ton of Indians, but they're smart and hardworking to get the jobs back here. You didn't say Americans can get those jobs, but it was a tech boom. But Trump wanted people with degrees that don't have criminal records. And he loves them if they got brown skin and they're like that. Me too. I don't care what color your skin is if you're a smart, good person. But if you're going to be brought here and put on the government payroll and brainwashed and be under their control, you are a tool. And you are a weapon. Do I blame the people? No. If I was them, I'd be doing this too. They cut off most of the farms, the agriculture, for 2+ years in Latin America. They've had major polls where 90+% say, I came here because there's no jobs because of the COVID lockdowns. The IMF and World Bank control those third world countries. They weren't locked down for 6 months or a year. They were locked down for 2+ years. And again, if we could outreach them and give them a cell phone and get them to know about the New World Order, we might be able to take half of what's coming in. And if they weren't cutting off the energy and the pipelines and the infrastructure, but we can't. The country's falling apart. 67% of Americans have less than $1,000 in the bank and are in a big national survey done last month. 67% live paycheck to paycheck, less than $1,000 in the bank. That's never happened since the Great Depression. And the answer is tens of millions of people to go on welfare. It came over. If this continues. And they fully intend to steal the next election and just accelerate this. The UN plan is 680 million illegal aliens in America by 2035. UN.org. Put it in. I mean, it's on their website. Yeah, the ADL has summit meetings and says, Jones is a white supremacist and arrest anyone that says replacement migration. What the hell does that have to do with white supremacism that the UN says they're going to bring 600 million people in here? We couldn't take 80 million. 680 million people? To then be brainwashed that I'm bad because I'm white? And you know what they teach on these universities? The ADL says nothing. There's a larger plan of divide and conquer. They teach that Jews run everything and Jews are evil. And go look at leftist curriculum. Why is the ADL not criticizing that? Because it's all part of this divide and conquer strategy. Because the more anti-Semitism there is, the more the ADL does good. Then they can blame innocent people for what they themselves are cooking up. And they don't speak for Jews. You know, there's always a big third rail of wanting to say the Catholics run it or the Masons run it or the Jews run it. Folks, there are evil Catholics. There are good Catholics. There are evil Jews. There are good Jews. There are good Masons. There are bad Masons. None of that. It matters what you do and what you stand for. Some of the best people I know are Jewish. Some of the best people I know are Catholic. And some of the worst people. Some of the worst people I know are Protestants. Some of the best are Protestants. But the point is that they're manipulating everybody and playing us off against each other. It's an evil globalist cabal. Xi Jinping's Chinese. He works with Joe Biden. It's evil people with a globalist agenda. It's globalist. And if we just oppose their policies and don't get down into fighting over what color we are, then we can fix this, fix the third world, help them, not collapse them under the same globalist policies that made them come here. They stampeded like a herd of cattle. Am I against cows? I'm not comparing people to cows. I'm saying I'm compared to a stampede. They stampeded them with lockdowns and no food or medicine up here. And if it's stampede, it'll run over your ass and kill you. So that's the issue here. The globalists did this, and now this is the next part of their trick. And the whole world sees the borders wide open, and it's going to be, this is 10 times worse than it was a few years ago. It'll be 10 times worse than this in a few years. It's 680 million they say they want here. 680 million. 680 million, a bunch of poor people with no education, wandering around in circles, being force-fed CNN. That's the New World Order checkmate. That's their battle plan. That's their Hail Mary. It's outrageous. It's illegal. It's insane. It's got to be stopped. Go ahead and play the Anderson Cooper clip. Again, talking about, yes, everything Trump said is a lie, and you have a right to be angry and never listen again, but we need to let you know how evil he is. Meanwhile, I watched the thing. He didn't say one thing that wasn't true. And all they did was lie and yap like crazed chihuahuas. Here it is.
Many of you have expressed deep anger and disappointment. Many of you are upset that someone who attempted to destroy our democracy was invited to sit on a stage in front of a crowd of Republican voters to answer questions and predictably continued to spew lie after lie after lie. And I get it. It was disturbing. It was disturbing to see and hear that person refer to a black law enforcement officer as a thug, an adjective he used many times to describe black men, and call Caitlin Collins, the moderator, nasty, which is what he calls any woman who stands up to him. It was disturbing to hear him speak so highly of QAnon conspirators and insurrectionists who assaulted police officers in our democracy on January 6th. And it was awful to hear him spread ridiculous lies.
You know what? Hit pause. I'm going to have to unpack these lies. Just everything he says is a lie. Trump said there were many good people, a million plus, that came to protest the election, and only a small group did bad. And he said, be nonviolent in his tweets the day before and that day, and to support the police and military. We played the clip yesterday. That isn't supporting QAnon lies and supporting the insurrectionists. He's not been found guilty of launching an attack on the Capitol. You just lied. Then he calls somebody a thug just because they happen to be black, and you say he's being racist. Then because he stands up to a woman that won't shut up and let him even get an answer in, who's yipping and yapping at him, a horrible moderator, and says it's because she's a woman. Every stupid, dumb trick. Continue.
It was certainly disturbing to hear that audience, young and old, our fellow citizens, people who love their kids and go to church, laugh and applaud his lies and his continued defamation of a woman who, according to a jury of his peers, he sexually abused.
And pause again. Found guilty, not of rape. They said not of rape, but of saying it wasn't true. So you say, I'm innocent. I don't know this woman. Defamation. The jury thinks you defamed her, saying it's not true. Since when can you not say you're innocent in America? See how they've inverted reality? He's stealing your rights to due process, to being innocent until proven guilty. He's doing it right in front of you right now. Everything he says Trump's doing, he's doing. Continue.
Kim, it is impossible to fact check fully because he lies so shamelessly. Now, many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him any platform to speak, and I understand the anger about that. Giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night, that man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And according to polling, no other Republican is even close. That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed, and he is running hard. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away?
Wow, they are in full panic mode. Look what a predator Anderson Cooper is. Do you know about his family history? Heroin dealers. Organized crime. Master criminals. He's a predator.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide.
Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
East of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
We are back, broadcasting worldwide. Gavin McGinnis joining us next hour.
See you right
open the phones
am.
After he leaves us. On the road again. Here I am.
There I am.
Up on stage.
Up on the stage.
Here I am.
Here I go.
Playing the star again.
Playing the star again. There I go.
Turn the page.
Turn the page.
All right, let's get right into it right now. A lot of the videos and interviews we've done the last 29 years are now resurfacing and going mega viral everywhere. And a couple of John Coleman interviews from my show are getting millions of views on Twitter and Instagram as we speak. And that's really a good thing. And the reason I want to raise this is I'm going to have this interview, two of these interviews, one of them is an hour long, one of them is 34 minutes long, reposted at InfoWars.com right now so you can share them with others. And I want to encourage and thank those that are going and digging out and ferreting out all the old, even more powerful interviews. They're evergreen. They get better with time because it's all come true, to continue what you're doing. But the real reason, there's a lot of little sub-reasons. The real reason I'm going to cover this is I had Christy Lee, who's a great independent reporter, this morning interviewed me for like an hour for a podcast she's doing. And she asked me a question about, what is your advice to somebody recently red-pilled? And I went on for about 10 minutes to answer because it's a very important question. And not really a question I've ever gotten, but I've thought about that we should talk about. When somebody first starts waking up, how do they ensure that they don't go down rabbit trails or get distracted or get off into fake conspiracies? And it's really pretty simple. You research source documents. And you go back and look at who said 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, what was going to happen, and who's been accurate. Accuracy is the barometer of the person. You don't go off made-up rumors or, you know, the distractionary stuff that goes on. Because the enemy attacks those of us that are telling you the truth with this info and with claims that we're loyal opposition. And it doesn't really affect us. But it affects new people that we can wake up who now don't trust anything because they've been lied to. Well, with us, we show you what we're saying. When we make a claim, we show it to you. And I don't sell his book. We should. But and I meant to check and see if he's even still alive. I see what's going on with Dr. John Coleman. But I interviewed him many times. He was in MI6. And I read his book. And the way the globalists operate, what he said is totally true. But I read in the comments, I didn't have much time to read, but I scanned a bunch of them, on a couple different videos that had hundreds of thousands of millions of views, the trolls saying, this is theater, this isn't happening, there's no ruling elite, there's no 300 that control things. And what John Coleman says about the Committee of 300 is dead right. The Committee of 300 is a real thing set up in the 1760s. Even before that, but officially in the 1760s, which was the British aristocracy through the British East India Company and later merging with the Dutch East India Company with the goods coming out of China and India. And so they had gotten control from the Spanish and the Portuguese, who were the previous dominant empire, control using opium, addicting the Chinese and others, by addicting them to drugs, of that trade, which at the time was the dominant trade on the planet. Tobacco and things out of the New World were a close second, but it was still silk and opium and spices out of Asia. And so that's who runs this. And it's in mainline history books. It's just not on the news. So I see the commenters, though, and they just don't understand history. They hear this man talking, and they think, well, that's just his opinion. No, it's not his opinion. He names who runs it. He names who controls it. But whether it's the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the CFR, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the other roundtable groups that Cecil Rhodes set up 150 years ago, it's all the same group. And it's really less than 300. It's a couple hundred, and they've usually got their aides. But hey, let's say 300. You count their aides, 1,000. But it's a couple hundred people, what Rothkopf, the Kissinger Group, calls a superclass, that run and manage everything in the Anglo-American establishment. And it's called Anglo-American because that was the name also of one of the big companies. You have Anglo-American Oil, you know, that did the coup in 53 of Mossadegh and Iran. I mean, when you study history, it's these guys. It's not the British people. It's the empire that came out of that. So we'll post both these interviews at InfoWars.com. Hope you'll share them. But let's hear a few minutes of Dr. John Coleman. And this is, from 2010, 2011? Here it is.
They are cogs in this giant organization called the Committee of 300. and they took this name from a family of 300 very powerful merchants and living in England. And they began with a charter from the Queen to give them the right to go and invade countries and make war against them. And it, of course, was based on the Chinese opium trade. They had a huge treasury of money gained from the Chinese opium trade. They even got a charter from the British government to go to war against China. That gives you some idea of the power of these people. It's like a private organization that really is the government of the world. It is a worldwide control body with enormous powers because it's invaded every government on the planet. There's not a single government, maybe with the exception of China, and latterly Russia, since the demise of their previous president, and with the coming of Putin, of course, things changed in Russia. And, of course, Russia today is still a thorn in the side of the flesh of this organization because they have not joined it. In spite of the pressure to wreck the economy, which very nearly succeeded at one stage, but thanks to Putin coming in, they managed to pull themselves around. And you can know the vast, vast natural resources. Russia should be one of the greatest countries in the world. But they've been robbed blind by people in the past, these enormous, powerful combines. And Russia was teetering on the very, very brink when Putin came to power. And he cancelled all these monopolies, and all of these international bankers fled. Many of them fled to England. Most of them went to Israel. But as I said, Russia has been thwarted in the side of the Committee of 300 for many, many years. They, from Stalin's days, they refused to obey the dictates of the committee.
And pause it there. In the first 5 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to air five more minutes of a key part of this. And again, McGinnis is going to be joining us. But in the book, he names the names of the groups, corporations, and I've done all the research. It's all true. Just like if I told you, Paul Schwab says they'll put a chip in all of you by 2030 and you'll own nothing and have nothing and they're going to take over your body. I can play him saying it in English to you and French and then watch them do it. I mean, it's like, please listen to me. They're doing it. And they decided, we got robots now. We don't need people. Just kill everybody. And I can see the argument. There's a lot of people, and a lot of people milling around doing stupid stuff, but it's not up to them to kill everybody. And then I look at the globalists, they're a bunch of pedophiles and inbred spoiled brats. How about you go first? How about you all kill yourselves first, and then we'll talk about it? No. Oh, no, you're too important, Anderson Cooper. One of the main heirs to this. You're not going anywhere, are you? You just want me to go somewhere, my family. Well, guess what, buddy boy? Not without resistance. And speaking of resistance, it's your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support that makes it all possible. But you, beyond just supporting InfoWars, you really need the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It doesn't just finance the tip of the spear and the resistance and the new renaissance that we're launching and blasting off here and have successfully launched. You are getting incredible products. You need our Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade. You need our Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade. You need our Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, two different nootropics, Turbo Force finally back in stock. You need Real Red Pill Plus, and today is the last day for Real Red Pill Plus. So good for your body, so good for your telomeres, so good for your cells, so good. It's just, you got to go read about it. I don't have time to get into it. It goes back to full price tomorrow because it's about to sell out. It was sold out for over 2 years. We couldn't get the ingredients, proprietary. We got this one shipment. We'll probably have more in soon, hopefully. But if you want Real Red Pill Plus, 40% off, the sale ends today. Real Red Pill Plus. And it supports the broadcast. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get a film. Get the Alex Jones for President shirt. Very thought-provoking. And also the Trump political prisoner shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book, The Great Reset, and The War for the World, signed or unsigned. We'll be right back with hour number two with Gavin McInnes.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.